It is a common sentence, Mufti Saab. And that sentence is, Allah will forgive. Oh brother, dam of goat has become obligatory upon you. Allah will forgive. Expiation is due upon you. Allah will forgive. Brother, do not say like this. Allah will forgive. Yes, they say. In our language they say, Allah will forgive, Allah will forgive. Especially elders of the family say. Well, Mufti Saab, you would have experience in iftar. Even on some occasions, divorce is done. And elders reconcile between this divorced couple. While saying, Allah will forgive. Doesn't matter, you've made a mistake, you're young. Don't do that again. And like this, they do reconciliation. This matter is really strange. Well, no doubt, Allah is all-forgiving. Allah is all-forgiving, Allah is kind, and hides our sins. But Mufti Saab, this one sentence has become very common on various occasions. And it's commonly used. And once Amir of Ahl Sunnah had mentioned this in program Madani Muzakira. He was sharing his personal experiences in that program. Amir of Ahl Sunnah had said to somebody that dam of goat has become compulsory upon you. The person replied, Allah will forgive. He said, why did you even come here? You've come here to perform Fard Hajj. Likewise, these are also orders of Islamic law. So, this is the understanding of people nowadays. They have a set mentality that Allah will forgive. Well, there's so many things on this. There is a verse of the Holy Quran and its contextual background is somewhat similar. There was a Sahabi who either gave a loan to a disbeliever or sold him something. The disbeliever was the borrower. He owed him money and the Sahabi was to collect the loan back. So the Sahabi went to the disbeliever and said to him that, pay back my loan or give my money back. The disbeliever replied that, first leave Islam, then I'll return your loan. This happened in the early days of Islam. At that time, there was a lot of opposing and enmity to Islam. So the disbeliever said that, leave your religion, then I will return your loan back to you. The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, I cannot leave my religion until I do not resurrect after dying. Meaning that it will never happen. As I will not leave my religion even after resurrecting. And you're telling me to leave it now? So the disbeliever then said, okay then, if we are to resurrect after dying, then take the loan back over there from me. So take it back from me on the judgment day, because when Allah has given me this in the world, then He'll also give it to me on the judgment day as well. So when Allah will give it to me over there and we are to resurrect, then take it from me over there. These were His words. Then Allah Almighty mentioned in the Holy Quran that أَطَّلَعَ الْغَيْبَ أَمِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا. Meaning, has he, the disbeliever, glimpsed into the unseen? Or has he made a pact with the Most Gracious? Now, there are two things over here. First, has he become aware upon the matter of unseen that Allah Almighty will give him his wealth on the Day of Judgment? That's why he's saying that. Or has Allah Almighty made a promise with him that on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty will fulfill his promise and give him his wealth? So it's nothing like that. Now, in the light of the statement that this believer made and the reply that Allah gave, these sentences that people utter, that Allah will forgive. Exactly same ruling will apply on them, that have they become aware of the unseen? That Allah Almighty will forgive them on the judgment day? Or have they taken a promise from Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty will fulfill His promise and forgive them? Therefore, this saying of theirs that Allah Almighty will forgive them on the day of judgment, this saying of theirs fall under the same scenario that whether they are aware upon the unseen, or have they taken a promise from Allah Almighty that Allah will forgive them? There's another verse. In this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned in regards to the similar kinds of matters that associating something towards Allah Almighty which He Almighty hasn't said, associating something to Allah Almighty that is inappropriate to His status or He hasn't said it. And such matters have been discussed in the Holy Quran at numerous places.
Haizam, there is another sentence which is normally spoken. Allah said this. Allah is mentioned in Quran. How old to say like this? Mufti Saab, will it come under the same ruling?
Yes, this will add another phrase to it. So, it has been frequently mentioned in the Holy Quran. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You say those things concerning Allah of which you have no knowledge? Now those who say that Allah will forgive, Allah Almighty did not say that I will forgive you regardless of whatever you do. So do you say such a thing regarding Allah Almighty which He did not say, which you have no knowledge of? Then what normally happens quite often in many matters is that the laws that Allah Almighty has imposed, the matter of His divine mercy is something different. But the divine law of Allah Almighty is that one will face punishment over a sin and be rewarded over a pious deed. Now, after committing a sin, to say about Allah Almighty that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive us without any reason or cause, then the same ruling will apply on them too, that أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ, meaning that do you know more or does Allah? So Allah the All-Knower did not say that I will forgive you despite you keep committing haram. This is not the fact. Allah Almighty has stated إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, that indeed mankind is in loss except those who believed and did good deeds, or those for whose sins Allah Almighty has said that whoever has committed so and so sins, there is punishment for them. But إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, meaning except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds. There are three things: true faith, repentance, and good deeds. They are فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, Allah Almighty will change their sins into good deeds.